This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2266. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 24th, Algeria, Australia, Austria, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Cuba, Denmark, Egypt, Europe, France, Germany, Greece, Guam, Guatemala, Iceland, India, Italy, Japan, Jordan, Malaysia, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Romania, Spain, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Reminder that the B24 International Shortwave Broadcasting Season begins Sunday, October 27th, and lasts for 5 months. It's the same date that Europe goes off daylight shifting time, which means that many stations change their times and or frequencies for the next 5 months. But it's not until 1 week later that North America goes off DST, which causes most U.S. shortwave stations and others to move their programming 1 UT hour later, but not applying to all WRMI frequencies, as I hope to explain later. Always, unless otherwise specified on this program, all the times I mention are universal. Unless you think in universal, you need to know how to convert that to your local time. Algeria, Ifriqiya FM on 17600, continues to have some occasional segments in English. I don't think they're reliable, but for what it's worth, here's when they've been heard lately on Monday, October 21st. Manuel Menith in Spain tuned in at 0831 when there was some news and IDs and comments about technology in West Africa, also some music and some more comments in English till 0857. And on the same date, Joe Hallen in New Jersey, listening on his portable, tuned in at 1350 UT and found English in progress. It may have started a few minutes earlier on 17600. Ron Howard in California again reports Australia on 2310 parallel 4835, the station called Shortwave Australia, October 21st at 0906 UT via remote in New South Wales. He says they played a Russian folk song, ran Russian Rhapsody, one of the most enjoyable music programs I have heard on shortwave. So this is really what remote listening is all about, says Ron Howard. It seems that Austria is in too big a hurry to phase out shortwave. Alexander Myatlikov in Ukraine says, an email from ORF, dated October 21st, says October 19th marked the last Morgan Journal transmission on shortwave. That was on 6155, Saturday. It started late at 0512, he says. For the last 31 minutes, it was on the air in all its traditional force. But by the next morning on Tuesday, no signal on 6155 at all. So it seems that that indeed marked the last time on shortwave for Morning Journal. Actually, I believe he's quoting from the site kurzwellenradio.wordpress.com. John Filiozza replies, apparently they thought no one was listening anyway. So few, if any, needed forewarning. ORF is just one more of the longtime fine public service broadcasters being hit with extensive resource restrictions and lack of support. If anyone thinks that commercial broadcasters will step into the breach being created with intelligent, diverse programming that caters to all interests and sectors of the community, they're fooling themselves. But they, including the by now almost fully captured regulators, probably don't care. However, it appears that some of the transmissions from Mostbrunn, Austria, on shortwave may continue until the end of the year. Kari Kallio says, Radio Joystick continues from the beginning of 2025 on the first Sunday of the month at 11 to 12 UT on 9600 from Wooferton. However, on the 3rd of November and the 1st of December, transmissions will still come from Mostbrunn on 7330, informs the enthusiastic Radio Joystick fan called Tatu. Monitoring via remotes now, Ron Hard reports Brazil, the pirate Radio Saturno on 6150, October 18th at 0218 via remote in Sao Paulo. Good reception of pop songs and frequent IDs. Also, he heard the pirate on 6200, Radio Angola, at 0316 UT, October 18th, via the same remote, with pop songs. He says it's heard daily, but the Brazilian pirate on 6205 is not often on the air. Then going through the advanced B-24 HFCC schedules and picking out some odds and ends. Many of these may not actually be on the air. They may be planned or standing by. For example, it has WBCQ Alan Weiner registering two transmissions via Spaceline Bulgaria at 04-12 on 13840 and at 04-09 on 13850. I suppose those might be, in case they are needed, by World's Last Chance, as has happened before. Ron Howard has been providing clips of many of his remote receptions now. Here's one that's only 11 seconds long, although the quality is rather poor. It's on 6035 of Yunnan Radio International, that is PBS Yunnan, October 20th at 0945, as heard via remote in Hanoi, Vietnam. He says, I believe the schedule for Vietnamese is 10 to 10:30 and 13 to 13:30. Otherwise, it is in Chinese. That was at 1000 UT. From AP and the New York Times via Brock Whaley and Greg Hardison, on October 18th, power outage plunges all of Cuba into darkness. You probably heard about that. But of course, that also meant that the few shortwave stations, transmitters still on the air, were off the air at least for a while. Even the jammers. Apparently it came on and then went off again a couple of times in the next few days. Mike Cooper also forwards a story from Radio Havana, Cuba itself, all about this, written by Ed Newman. It's titled, Combating the Electro-Energy Challenge. Of course, most of the medium wave signals were also off the air, opening up some DX opportunities. RHC was missing from one of its last frequencies, 6,000, on October 20th. However, by 0306 on that date, Radio Rebelde was back on 5025, at least for a while. And Ron Trotto in Illinois says as of October 23rd, RHC was back on 6,000 in Spanish with good signals at midnight 10 UT. For a while, I enjoyed the absence of jamming against nothing in the middle of the night on the daytime frequencies of Radio Marti, 11860 and 11930. By October 24th at 0640, I was hearing a whooper whooper against WHO 1040. That's one of those defective Cuban transmitters. There's only one listed. Just about every week, it seems, we have some sad news to report. Another giant of DXing has passed away, says Hans-Jürg Biener on October 23rd. An email from a law firm, just in from Radio Courier, says, I'm informing you that Anker Petersen has passed away. He, of course, was the driving force behind the Danish Shortwave Clubs International. Edward, the Navy dude in Saudi Arabia, says, what a huge loss. Nobody loved the tropical bands like him. May he rest in peace. Mike Terry says, R.I.P. Anker, a legendary DXer and good guy. Ron Howard says he was a wonderful friend for a good number of decades, and I always enjoyed our correspondence. Churchill in California says, Anker was a true friend to all DXers, and DSWCI was truly a first-class organization, one that all DXers trusted and relied on, especially for latest tropical band DX. Unfortunately, when you've been in this hobby as long as I have, all you can think about is all the great people you met and knew who have now passed on. Anker was a true friend and one of the giants in this hobby. He will be missed by many. Boon tributes pouring into him, that is to Anker Petersen, on Facebook. Trouble is, this was a different Anker Petersen, as those who knew him, well, could easily tell by the photos, such as Thomas Nielsen and Idun Ritz. Our Anker Petersen was not on FB. From HFCC B-24 via Zaharis Leongas, we see that Radio Cairo, Egypt is still registering frequencies, all of them on the 9 MHz band, I guess the only one they can use, but they're hardly ever on the air. So the English broadcast is still officially scheduled for Sisquiar at 2115 on 9440. New contributor Gordon Bridgewater in the UK says, Mystery 21, a German pirate, was noted with carrier tests over the last week on 4875. And programming music and ID only on October 19th on 4895 and later on 4910 due to interference from a Dutch station around 1930 UT with a fair signal. A Europirate called Radio Sound of Africa published some upcoming broadcast. However, they failed to appear when I checked, But Andy Lavendale in Italy says, signed on at 14:55 October 19th after a silent carrier. Heard via remote in Italy. A weak signal and simply awful modulation. Also later around 15:35, measured on 6170.18. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports a problem with Radio Republica. Checking 9490 around 0150 UT, October 19th, a very strong carrier, 40 over 9, but no audio. And so it continued until the transmitter went off the air a few seconds after 0200. That's the relay via France, and 9490 is always slightly askew to the plus side. And also a target of Cuban jamming, if possible. From Germany, Deutsche Welle still barely exists on shortwave. And Luce says their website shows a daily transmission in Amharic and two weekly programs in Arabic, but that's it. The voice of Greece has been gone from shortwave for years, but it still imagines or plans some of their old shortwave frequencies. I wonder if this is a bureaucratic matter. Anyhow, it's midnight to 04 on 9935, 03 to 07 on 11645, and 19 to 23 on 9420. We'll believe it if and when we hear it. Uncle Bill Tovard says, I wouldn't bet on it. If Greece did come back, it would be to counterbalance the voice of Turkey. Not impossible, but unlikely, given that the last iteration of Ifonitis Elalas was more cultural than political. As reported, Adventist World Radio is ceasing all shortwave via relay sites except for its own station, KSDA in Guam. It still has an extensive schedule for B-24. One version does not show any English, but another one does show one weekly half-hour in English. Or rather, it's 5 days a week, Saturday through Tuesday, 15:530 at 15:30. So on Sunday, that might be when they could still broadcast Wavescan. Other days of the week, this transmission is in Tibetan. Peter W. Hansen pointed out the English segment. Radio Verdad of Guatemala, which could be, once again, the last shortwave station in Central America. It was on 4055. I've been in contact with its director, Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid. 2 months ago, he said he was expecting a new transmitter, so I asked him again and got this reply as of October 22nd. I'm waiting for our new and modern shortwave transmitter, which was factored in Frankfurt, Germany. I am making custom tax arrangements already. Whenever our new transmitter is ready to go on air, I will announce it on Facebook. Thanks for your interest in Radio Truth International. Stephen Luce in Houston says, I have not heard anything out of the RUV 189 kHz transmitter in Iceland for the past few weeks checking remotes in that country in Western Europe. I don't recall seeing any closure announcement. Is it still on the air or gone for good? This led to lots of discussion and lamentations. Idunrit says, from Mauno Ritla on MW List, 189 has been closed down, according to an announcement in Icelandic on their website. But they say safety broadcasts on the radio will go on the FM distribution system. The long-wave tower at Gufurskalar, the tallest structure in Iceland, has been decommissioned. It was 412 meters high, built in 1963 for the British and American Loran C positioning system, and taken over by RUV's long-wave transmitter in 1997. Greg Harrison says it's a shame. I suppose the tower will be sold for big bucks scrap metal. The signal on 189 was pretty reliable on remotes in northern Canada and down the North American east coast, providing a good indication of overall long and medium wave conditions. Alexander Myatlikov says it's been off the air since around September 5th, and referring to info at mediumwave.info from Mauno Ritla, they planned to close it at the end of this year, but something was broken again at the site, and they decided to close it earlier than planned. Stephen Luce says not much left on long wave, still awaiting close-down date for BBC Radio 4 on 198. We still have 153 Romania, 171 Morocco, 225 Poland, and 252 Algeria, and Mongolia on 164, 209, and 227. And Ben Dawson says the tower converted from Loran was pretty antique. I was part of the design team for the conversion. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2266, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Financial support appreciated by check or money order on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. An unsolicited testimonial, not to me, but from me. Kudos to Fred Studenberg in Melbourne, Florida, producer of the no longer available BST-1 shortwave car radio. It's remote controlled only by a key fob link on 433.92 MHz, but I lost it on an outing. Fred very kindly replaced it for me at no cost, which also involves sending the radio back to him for reprogramming. The website is still up where you may read all about the BST-1. You might find one on the used market. It's carshortwaveradio.com. Fortunately, like Algeria, All India Radio, or Akashvani, is another shortwave service which does not officially broadcast in English, but fortunately sticks some in anyway. It's a quarter-hour called Spotlight, which appears among other language broadcasts. Monitored as follows lately by Harold Sellers in BC, October 19th at 0241 on 15410. Also during a two-hour Arabic transmission on 9620, Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts was hearing it at 1822, October 23rd, and at 1833, October 24th. And Gilles de Tourneau in Quebec reports English during the French broadcast at 20 UT on 9620. Early on, I heard IRRS shortwave, or Nexus IBA, on 7285, October 21st, during the English hour at 1800. They've been announcing that frequency, although registered this season on 7290. In B24, they are registered on 7290. Maybe they'll actually move there for that same hour and not 1 hour later. From the website of NHK, Token English from Radio Japan for B24 via Joe's Jacob. At 0500, Monday through Friday, for 25 minutes or 30 minutes on Saturday and Sunday, on 11735 for South Africa via France. And at 1400, Monday through Friday, the same deal, 25 or 30 minutes on Saturdays and Sundays, 11815 to Southeast Asia direct from Yamata. And for Europe on medium wave 1386 via Lithuania, weekdays at 1510 to 25, and Saturday and Sunday, 1520 to 1530 on 1386. Jordan is another country pretending to be on shortwave for the B24 season, with no less than 500 kilowatts on some familiar old frequencies, long silent. I won't go into detail, but they are 7155, 11810, 11995, 6105, 9830, and 15435. Ron Howard points out that the only Malaysian shortwave transmitter, 11665, carries various different programs, not always only YFM as we usually report. Another one is called Miri FM, M-I-R-I. Via remote in the Philippines, he was hearing it October 23rd from 0932 until 1000. More info about this is at philipdxinglog.blogspot.com. Earl Sellers in BC reports the clandestine from Myanmar called Radio NUG for National Unity Government, transmitted from Taiwan on 17790, October 19th at 0221 in Burmese, off the air at 0230. In B24 HFCC, I see a couple of Netherlands stations of low power apparently licensed. Radio Europe Netherlands with 2 kilowatts from Alphen aan den Rijn, available 24 hours on these frequencies, 5995, 6130, 7335, and 18925. But here's one we'd love to hear because it's called Broccoli Trash Metal and Grunge from Overslag in the Netherlands, aiming due east on 5955 between 02 and 15 UT with 1 kilowatt. Here's the B24 schedule from Radio New Zealand Pacific from their website via Alokesh Gupta and Joe's Jacob. I'll just give the start time. It takes about 1 minute for frequency changes. From 1651 on 11725, 1759 on 15720, 2159 17675, 0659 13755, and 1259 until 1650 on 7390. Those are an AM. And a separate DRM schedule, except Saturdays. 1651 on 9780, and 1759 to 2058 on 13840. However, John Vigliozzi says, the frequency 17675 went from analog to DRM without warning at 0130 UT October 24th. I've noticed these apparently random switches before. There's nothing in the published schedule that indicates this is planned. Another very strange frequency for a pirate, reported in its NASPA flash sheet by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin. 9500 USB, the North American pirate, WDOG, October 18th at 2340, with an eclectic music and entertainment program. Via Joe's Jacob, here's English B24 from Radio Romania International. If it starts on the hour, it's an hour long, on the half hour for half an hour. To Western Europe, 0630 11930, at 12 15460, at 18 11630 in DRM, 2130 on 7375, 23 hours 7220. To Africa at 12 21470. To North America East, 2130, 9500, and 01 on 7325. North America West, 04 on 9510. To Japan at 23 on 9620. And in DRM to India at 0630 on 21470, and at 04 on 15250. One of Spanish foreign radio's frequencies and transmitters had been off the air since August 23rd, 15390 for Africa. But I finally heard it again on October 23rd, exactly 2 months later. English should be at 22 UT Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but on this Wednesday they stayed on in Spanish at that hour, also on the three other frequencies. I wonder what's happening. I checked their advanced schedule, and they're still planning to do English on Fridays and Mondays, and I hope future Wednesdays. But in the B24 season, it'll be one UT hour later at 2300. For North America, that should be on 9690 as usual in the winter. Trouble is, they've registered two frequencies. One must be an alternative. South America should be on 11940, Middle East on 12030, and Africa 17755. North American azimuth is 290 degrees, but now there's an additional transmission, which would require a fifth transmitter, for Western North America at 20 to 24 UT on 15110, azimuth 302. A schedule via Australian DX News for Radio Thailand in English showed a strange frequency at midnight UT, 11750. That's normally for North America. But Harold Sellers confirms it was really still on 13750, as heard October 19th. As of Sunday, October 20th, Voice of Turkey had a new presenter for their Sunday letterbox program with a very different style. It's a lady, rather than the gentleman called Halil, who, she said, has been transferred to the news department. All their English broadcasts are now one UT hour later, that is from October 27th, announced as follows and in HFCC. At 1330 on 13635, 1730 on 9660, 1930 6050, 2030 9610, 2300 to us 5960. And at 0400 on 6125 to North America and 7285. Thanks also to Alakesh Gupta for forwarding their schedule. Tony Pavic in BC reports hearing Marine Mother broadcasts from KLB on 8728 USB. It's based in Seattle, Washington. This station goes back many years, but I think it had been off the air. It may have been reactivated. Seeing the weather broadcasts by an automated female voice are at 15 and 45 past the hour, and there is an ID by Voice NCW at the top and bottom of the hour. ALB is not in current listings for DXers, but Tony found it at the FCC and the Universal Licensing System, owned by Shipcom Holdings, LLC. Ron Trotto in Illinois says, I have also heard this numerous times. Started, I believe, about 2 years ago. They reactivated this and also WLO Mobile, Alabama. Alan Rowe says, looking at VOA registrations, the sequence in English now runs only from 16 to 20 UT. Unless there's a programming change, that means both Larry London's Border Crossings and Heather Maxwell's Music Time in Africa will sadly no longer be broadcast on shortwave. I guess they'll continue online only. Andy, the engineer at Shortwave Radio Germany, says they've had to cancel several broadcasts of World of Radio
because they are not keeping 6160 on the air later due to interference from China, which is broadcasting in German, but it's really nothing but music. Ludicrous. 160 will be on the air only between 08 and 16 UT, but 3975 from 08 until 01 UT. So the World of Radio times will be and shifted 1 hour later. On the 3975, Friday at 23:30, Saturday 18:30, Sunday 22:30, Monday 20:30, Tuesday midnight 30, Wednesday 20:30, Thursday 17:30. And the only 6160 broadcast will be Saturday at 15:30 and Monday at 09:30. The frequency missing the most, I think, following Hurricane Milton at WRMI has been 17790. But I was finally hearing it again October 24th at 1900. Meanwhile, I see that in B24 they've registered a new frequency in addition to that, 17775, available 24 hours on the same beam towards South America. That was the old KVOH channel. I wonder if they're holding it for them or as an alternate for 17790. Ike Bivert, who provides the excellent IB shortwave schedules, has moved to Birmingham, Alabama, and is enjoying domestic U.S. medium-wave DXing, as reported to the National Radio Club, but also a pirate, presumably somewhere near him in Alabama, on 1710 kHz. He calls it ARG, as in a pirate, but it IDs as Album Rock Radio. Heard October 4th at 2210 UT, saying you are tuned to AM 1710. That ID occurred exactly at 1710 local time, a coincidence. It was strong on his Toyota car radio. Attracting lots of press attention, a helicopter crashed into a radio tower in Houston, Texas, killing 4 on board. The tower collapsed and a fireball ensued. This was October 20th. The stations hit were 102.9, 104.9, and 12:30 a.m. Seems the tower was not fully lit. It was 1,200 feet high, and the helicopter crashed into it at 600 feet. As of October 18th through 24th, Radio Vanuatu was active again on 9960. Ron Howard says they changed to 3945 at 0700. Joe Jacob says that according to Wavescan, Voice of Hope Africa Zambia has a new schedule effective 14 October, 04 to 08 and 14 to 16 on 9680, 16 to 20 on 4965. Wavescan will be on Sundays at 07 and 18 UT. This is the season for Extreme FMDX by Transequatorial Propagation. WEDR 99.1 Miami was heard in Chile at a distance of over 6.6 megameters by Mauricio Toro, October 18th at 21:19, probably local time. From spaceweather.com via Mike Terry, NASA and NOAA announced that solar maximum is underway. It's not a narrow moment in time. It's a lengthy phase of solar activity that can last for 2 or 3 years. Short-term propagation outlook from SWPC issued October 21st. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2 until November 11th, 12th, and 15th, peaking at 12 and 4. Solar flux rising from 150 October 26th to peaks of 185 on November 2nd, 7th, and 8th. Remember to check our website for much more information, worldofradio.com. Let me urge all eligible Americans to do your civic duty and vote only for leaders of good character. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week as I conclude World of Radio 2266 with a standard disclaimer.